Last week, we saw how in the early 1960s, ragtime guitar staged a major return to popularity. And at the same time this was happening, a new breed of guitar player was being developed. This was the guitar monster. See, these new guitar players have their influences wide and varied. Then go from Eric Clapton to John Coltrane to Doc Watson to Jimi Hendrix and beyond. Then go from folk to blues to jazz to avant-garde. This week we're going to talk about Duck Baker, and he is perhaps one of the most exciting of these new instrumentalists. Unlike John Fahey or Leo Kottke, he's not stylized and rigidly confined to one technique. He is a complete musician that feels at home playing rags, fiddle tunes, jazz standards, original compositions. For this week's show, I'm going to concentrate on only a part of Duck's enormous repertoire and his achievements in the ragtime and jazz fields. In fact, Duck Baker has just recorded a new album and an important album, and this is called The Art of Fingerstyle Jazz Guitar. And from that album, we have the famous Stompin' at the Savoy. Stompin' at the Savoy, which is made famous by Benny Goodman, and this time played by Duck Baker. And doing something I think is very, very important, Duck is trying to take the folk way of playing guitar, which uses your fingers, and use that style and technique in jazz compositions. And this is something that I feel has been lacking in jazz guitar playing over the last 10, 12 years. Guitar players in the jazz field up until now have, to my ears, been playing the guitar as if it was a saxophone, and using a plectrum or a flat pick to try to produce this. Now let's listen to another tune. This comes from an old piano player, and it's called the Jackson Stomp. And here we have Duck combining the old blues with a little bit of today's rock and roll or pop music. Thank you. was the Jackson Stomp, played by Duck Baker from his first Kicking Mule album, There's Something for Everyone in America. One of the differences you might have heard from the other musicians we've been playing on the show is that Duck is not using a steel string guitar. He uses a nylon strung guitar, and in fact this is a flamenco cedar-made guitar, which helps to produce his very sharp, incisive sound that is a hallmark of Duck's playing. I've been touring around the world with Duck for the last 2 or 3 years, and for me, Duck is one of the most incredible and most important guitar players playing on the scene today. And this time, let's hear a rag tune that Duck composed by himself. It's a very, very complex piece of playing, and in fact, he called it the Immaculate Conception Rag, and it was that indeed. That was the Immaculate Conception Rag played by Duck Baker, an original composition. Duck is a constantly growing guitar player. During our tour around the world in the last 2 years, he was a little bit annoyed at some of the reviewers. They were ecstatic about his music, but they kept mentioning that Duck played the nylon strung guitar as if this was something quite rare and unique. Well, perhaps it is, but it was certainly not anything worth mentioning to the public who really want to know about the music. But Duck didn't just moan about this, he attacked this type of attitude, and he learned to perfect his style and technique on the steel string guitar as well. And let me tell you, as a guitar player, it's rather difficult to play the nylon strung guitar and the steel strung guitar at the same time. There are two different techniques involved. So let's hear one other tune by Duck Baker, which is his arrangement of a Dollar Brand tune. Now, Dollar Brand is a South African piano player, rather well known amongst the jazz field. And this is one of Brand's tunes called Tintinyana. Thank you. the Dollar Brand composition, Tintiniana, played by Duck Baker. Well, next week we're going to start a whole new aspect of our series, and we're going to start discussing the guitar scene in England. And we're going to be looking at the music of Davy Graham, Bert Jansch, John Renbourn, John James, and Dave Evans. See you next week.